Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang Quickie. I am Becca Tobin here with Jack and Kelty. How's everybody's Thursday?
Pretty good. I'm getting a zit.
I had something in my teeth for the past like 2 hours, and neither of you said anything.
Let me see.
Oh, it's gone now.
I didn't see it.
Oh, I didn't see it either.
I don't really see you anymore.
I see right through you. It's just a blank face.
Isn't that so true, though? Like, yeah. With Chris, do you sometimes feel like, oh, my God, when's the last time I actually, like, looked at it?
And then when he looks really handsome, I'm like, that's my husband?
I know.
I'm like, oh, I forgot you were a babe, because I just look at you and I just think, to-do list.
Yeah. This happened to me recently, because when Zach gets tan, it's like, like, my biggest regret was that we had a winter wedding. Because his hotness level, it like skyrockets with a tan. Because he has like the Native American in him. And so he's like gets really tan really quickly. We went to the beach for an hour. And he like the next 4 weeks has been looking really good. And the other day I looked at him at a restaurant. And I was like, oh my God. I like forgot that you're really like handsome to look at.
He is a really handsome guy.
He is really handsome.
Thanks, guys.
When we were working on the lady box and he was like folding and like doing manly stuff, I was like, damn, Zach's hot. But then I don't want to say that out loud.
No, it's
like,
fine.
That's your husband.
I love it when women talk about him being hot. I love it when women hit on him. Like, I just think it's great. It's kind of like having a pair of shoes like
that everybody wants.
They can't have.
Hey.
Well, they probably could if I keep being a bitch.
It's true. If you only tell him once every 4 months that he's handsome, it's probably
going to
end up there.
He could up his game. Actually, no, he's pretty good at telling me I look pretty. But I just rarely do. But when it's due, he gets it.
That's a you thing.
Do we have a...
Yes, we do have a quote.
What's a you thing?
The fact that if you're not ever, like, getting ready... I guess he could say you look pretty in sweatpants, too.
He should.
He should.
Okay.
Because she looks great in sweatpants.
And it's not
Thank you for asking.
Thanks for asking.
Our quote today comes from Adam Rippon, Olympic figure skater.
Best. I love this one. He's my spirit animal.
He's so special.
He, like, is the best.
So this is kind of a story quote, but here we go. Heading into competition tomorrow, I just want everyone to know that my mom thinks I'm the best, and I hope the judges take that into consideration.
Oh, my God.
He's amazing.
That's so special.
We need him,
you know?
On our show.
I know. I DM'd him.
You DM'd him? He probably has millions of followers.
Guys, now that
I know.
I have something I need to talk about.
What?
Now that we're going to be on E, can we please get Tyler Henry on?
I know. What the
hell? I know.
I want to talk to him.
I know.
I know.
And I want to talk to lots of dead people with him.
Yeah, I know.
We need
right?
him on.
I'm
There's
sorry.
So many things we could do with him.
I was just thinking of, like, wish list, Adam Rippon and Tyler Henry.
Yeah. Okay. So everyone that's listening to this podcast, please tweet and Instagram.
Wait, like, somebody has to know somebody that knows Tyler Henry.
The network where our television show is.
Oh, yeah.
They asked me to do season one, and I was like, nope. Because I didn't know what he was going to be like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, go on
you
a medium
can't jump
show.
In.
But they didn't ask you for season two.
Well, I think because I had already said no to season one.
Mm.
They don't go back and ask.
Okay.
We've never re-asked someone who turned down the Lady Gang.
Yeah. Yes, we have. We've asked Oprah 4 times.
Okay,
but everybody else can kiss our asses. That's it.
Yeah,
no.
Everyone else, and we never forget.
No, we'll probably.
No, when you're like no, and when we have
there's
a hit television show,
there's one person who's like, I'm never letting her on.
Oh,
because she, like, a friend connected us.
I remember.
And to the friend, she was super enthusiastic on that chain, being like, yeah. Oh my God, of course. Blah, blah, blah.
I'd love to
and
do this favor. And then when we reached
silence.
Out, cold.
Cold-hearted cold. Snake.
Jack doesn't know who
I
it is.
I mean, she's probably just super busy,
yeah,
so it's fine.
What kind of
busy
too?
I don't even know who it is.
Okay, when we come back, I have a fun, maybe the funnest game we've ever played.
Oh my God.
You say this every time.
I know.
The Lady Gang.
And we're back.
And you keep using funner and funnest.
Funnery. Okay.
Most fun.
Okay. So today we're going to be playing a quiz called Which Beyonce Are You?
Great.
Okay. So who wants to go first?
Becca. Sure.
Becca's going to go first. Yeah. Okay. Becca, number one question.
Do we need to know a lot about Beyonce for this quiz?
No. It's based on your life preferences.
Okay.
Probably
okay.
Not Beyonce at all is what I'm going to say.
Okay. First question, Becca.
Yeah.
How do you wake up? Here's your options.
Like this.
Alone.
I woke up like this.
Hello.
Alone because sleeping with another person is the worst.
Uh-huh.
Like this. You already made your answer.
Oh, my God.
In my man's arms.
No.
Oh, God.
With a goal to change the world. Happy after a 12-hour sleep after hitting snooze 5 times.
I want 3 options.
You can't. It's one only.
I woke up probably 12 hours of sleep.
Okay.
I love sleeping.
Click. Next question.
Wait, are we doing each of us?
Yes.
Or do we want to... Okay.
No, we can only do one at a time, Jack. Becca's first. Which type of girl in your group are you? The one who's always in a relationship, the mom, the one who everyone wants to be, the single one,
ding, ding, ding.
The crazy bitch, the one who calls the shots.
I'm a lot of those things.
Oh, my God.
Can you call it again? Can you say it again?
The one who's always in a relationship, uh-huh. The mom, mm-mm. The one who everyone wants to be,
uh-huh.
The single one, the crazy bitch, the one who calls the shots. What do you think, Jack?
No. For Becca?
I think the one who everyone wants to be.
Okay, if you say so.
I wasn't going to say it myself.
Okay, I clicked it for you.
Well, no, I could be like...
That's what mine is.
Okay. Mine. Well, think about your answer so you're a little faster,
I know,
Jack.
I'm
sorry.
Okay. You find out your boyfriend cheated. How do you react? Dump him and move on. Smile while you plan your revenge. Use your creative genius to call him out. Expose his ass to the entire world or burn his house down.
Burn his house down.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay. Next question. Pick a color. Black, gold glitter, yellow, army green, red, or denim?
Black.
Okay. Next question. How do you keep the world updated on your life?
Oh, God.
I make a big deal about it while I look flawless. I tell all my girlfriends. Every major life update is posted to my Instagram. I write about it. I'm actually a very private person.
I'm pretty private.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have to post some things on social media.
Pick a celebrity best friend. Kelty Knight. I'm just kidding. Pick a celebrity best friend. Rihanna, Adele, Nicki Minaj,
oh God, this is
Taylor funny. Swift, Solange, or Kim Kardashian.
What was the first one?
Rihanna. Yep.
For sure.
She's the best.
Okay.
Let's go on vacay.
How's your love life? Single and loving it. Crazy in love, it's complicated, in love when drunk, in a committed relationship, in love with myself.
In love with myself. I'm just kidding. Committed relationship.
Shit. Okay.
Committed.
Pick your weapon of choice. Your body.
Oh my God.
A bat.
Definitely.
Your toned arms. Your dance moves. Your mind.
My mind.
Okay.
I mean, I have good dance moves, too, though.
Which one are you
Catch
picking?
Me on Hallmark this
What's your
weekend.
Final answer? Final answer?
Dance moves.
Okay. It's calculating. Are you ready?
Oh, my God.
Which Beyonce oh! are you?
Sasha Fierce?
You aren't afraid to make a statement anywhere, anytime. Whether it's the feminist or Black Lives Matter supporter in you, you won't stand for any of it. Any shit. You're loud and proud, and you don't really give a if you piss anyone off. You are Super Bowl Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. Super
Thank
Bowl
you.
Beyonce.
Do you feel like you're Super Bowl Beyonce?
I don't even think I saw Beyonce perform at the Super Bowl. So
come
I'll
on.
Let you know.
Yes, you did.
I'm not. Oh, yes, I did. But I'm not like a huge Beyonce. I don't know her like life, you know?
But
I
Super
like
Bowl Beyonce is
like,
a good Beyonce to be.
It's like, oh, my God, that was like single ladies Beyonce. That was Sasha. That was Lemonade.
I feel like that's what I'm going to get.
single ladies.
Okay. Jack, are you ready?
Yeah, I'll go fast.
Okay. Well, don't go too fast. How do you wake up? Alone because sleeping with another person is the worst. Like this. In my man's arms. With a goal to change the world. Happy after a 12-hour sleep. After hitting snooze 5 times. Thanks for that, Becca.
Mine. It's those LaCroix burps, you know. Alone. Obviously.
That alone because sleeping with another person is the worst?
Yeah.
Okay. Final answer. Next. What type of girl in your girl group are you? The one who's always in a relationship.
Guys, we're in the lady gang. Everybody wants to be us.
The mom. The one everyone wants to be. The single one.
Grab me another LaCroix.
The crazy bitch or the one who calls the shots.
I would say... the one who everyone wants to be.
Hey. You guys really believe in yourselves. Okay. You find out that your boyfriend cheated. How do you react? Dump him and move on. Smile while you plan your revenge. Use your creative genius to call him out. Expose his ass to the entire world or burn his house down.
Dump him and move on. True story.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Pick a color.
We're getting more and more fucking
off topic.
Lazy.
Yeah, this is lazy as shit.
We're okay. Leaving.
Pick a
long quiz.
Pick a color.
It's a long quiz to do and 3 times.
Guilty. You don't get
pick
to
a color.
That's why I was saying we should have all done it
oh
together.
Oh my God, stop deciding what the podcast is. Here we go.
Okay,
pick a color.
My color is
black.
Red.
Your color's red?
Yes.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Okay, next. How do you keep the world updated on your life? Make a big deal of it while you look flawless. Tell all your girlfriends. Every major life update is posted on Instagram. I write about it. I'm actually a very private person.
See, I post on Instagram all the time, but not about real big life things.
No.
Like, I'm a private person with my, like, actual real life. So Instagram's just a facade, so private.
I'm actually a very private person.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Final answer.
We know your answer, Kelty.
Pick a celebrity best friend.
Rihanna. Because I want to walk out of bars holding glasses of red wine with her.
Are you sure it's not Nicki Minaj?
No, I love Rihanna.
Not Adele?
No.
Not Solange?
Fun.
No. Who?
Adele would be fun. I feel like she's a drinker, fun
yeah,
times kind of gal.
But Rihanna's so fun.
Taylor? Kim?
No, I love Kim Kardashian, but no.
She seems like a snooze fest.
Who? Kim Kardashian?
Mm-hmm.
Snoozy town. Okay.
I feel like maybe
how is your love life? Single and loving it, crazy in love, it's complicated, in love when drunk, in a committed relationship, and in love with myself.
Single and loving it.
Oh. Pick your weapon of choice. Your body, a bat, your toned arms, your dance moves, your mind.
My mind.
I think it's your body.
My body?
I think it's your body.
I mean, I won't say it, but sure.
What do you think, Becca?
Body.
What do you think,
Elena?
What? Like a weapon against douchebags? Yeah, my body.
Okay, let's pick your body.
Okay.
Oh, we're calculating. We're calculating. Calculating. Calculating.
I have a lot of cellulite.
If you get are you ready to hear yours?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this
my
is
single ladies Beyonce.
It's pretty mean. You've made being single a way of life. You're empowered, hot, and you don't need any man who isn't going to treat you like the queen you are. Goodbye. Boys, you are single ladies Beyonce.
Why is that bad? I think that's great. I'm not settling for some douchebag. No thanks.
Okay, I want to take it now.
Can you take it on your own time?
You probably already took it. What'd you get?
I didn't take it.
Oh.
Do you want me to take it silently while we talk about other things?
No.
Do you want me to go through it and read it and answer it to myself?
I wish we could ask the listener
what they want right now. It's like choose your own adventure. Like, are you sick of this shit?
Yeah.
No, they'll just turn it off.
Are you sick of this shit? Turn the podcast off.
No.
Do you want to hear Kelty do this for the third time? Keep listening.
But everyone had different answers, Jack.
No, I know. But how about you read the question and just choose your answer?
Yeah. Okay, and so how do you wake up? Yeah.
Okay, I wake up happy after 12 hours.
Okay.
Okay. What type of girl are you in your group?
The mom.
You call the shots.
I'm definitely.
Or the mom.
You're the mom.
You're the mom.
I think I'm the mom.
But you don't like pack snacks for people.
I have packed snacks in the vest, not with you.
Okay.
I mean, you are eating a snack from my office literally right now that's just in my snack bowl. So
yeah,
I'm just saying,
literally
I do sometimes provide a snack.
True.
I did put out these snacks for you today during the podcast recording.
More of a mom.
I could not have gotten more snacks for you. Okay. When you find out your boyfriend cheated, you expose his ass to the entire world. My favorite color is going to be glitter. How do you keep the world updated on your life? I tell my girlfriends I'm a private person. I make a big deal about it while I look flawless. That's definitely me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Pick a best friend. I want to be cool enough to be friends with Rihanna, but I'm not.
You and Adele.
Me and Adele, you think? Wait, what'd you say? What did you say, Jack?
Taylor Swift.
You think we would be best friends?
Yeah. For sure.
Like, I'm passively, aggressively just tweet like, everything in the world.
Yeah, like, I know you don't like her, but, like, I feel like you guys would be
it's
besties.
Not that I don't like her. Okay. How's your love life? Single and loving, crazy in love, love with myself, and a committed relationship. It's complicated. I'm in a committed relationship.
Yeah, that would be marriage.
Okay. That's pick marriage. Your weapon of choice. Dance moves, tone, arms, your body, your mind, a bat. I mean, my toned arms? What do you think, Elena?
You've got good arms.
They're not toned. They're just skinny.
Dance moves? It's not my mind. My mind's all over the place. It's definitely not my mind.
Maybe your dance moves.
Yeah, dance moves.
It's not a bat. I'm not mean like that.
You're a rocket.
Yeah, dance moves.
The
thank you.
The only actual
okay, it's calculating.
Weapon.
Calculating.
Ooh.
What's it
going to be? Oh, shit.
Is it I am pregnant at the Grammys, Beyonce.
Oh,
you're the mom of your friend group and the world. You have everyone eating out of the palm of your hand as they bow down to your every move. Everyone knows they will never achieve your greatness, so they simply stop trying.
Whoa.
Good job.
She wins.
Did you rig that?
What did you think of that game? Did you like playing that game?
I liked it. I feel like we could have done it better.
I think everyone could have done a different person.
What, like, no, what, Rihanna, what we, are you?
No, this is what we should do next time we do it, is we all get the link for it, do it on our phones at the same time, so then we can reveal the answers at once.
Oh, that's such a great idea. I wish you ran the podcast portion of our life.
I don't.
You know? Well, anyway, so what else, guys? Should we go into the box?
I'm so grossed out by this granola bar, but I ate the whole thing.
You literally devoured that so fast.
It's disgusting.
Because I'm hungover.
Okay, we're going to ask one box
question.
Oh,
that's why you're like, is this day ever going to end?
Is this day ever going to end? Okay, here's a big one. Here's a big one.
I need another LaCroix.
Okay, we're almost done. Here we go. Here we go.
Do you want me to pour some of mine in
here? Oh, here we go. This one's so good, you guys. What was your best experience with drugs or alcohol?
Mushrooms at Coachella.
Wow.
When?
Last year.
You were on mushrooms?
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
At night?
Yeah. It took me like 25 minutes to take my jeans off.
Oh my god.
Why?
Are you not? Are you supposed to do mushrooms like
in a
secure area with not a lot of people, like in nature?
I don't know. I had a great time.
And were you watching the concerts?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Were like things coming out of the stage? Like
no. I didn't do it in a way that it was like.
Did you like microdose?
It was micro. Mm-hmm. So it was actually like being a little stoned. So everything was hilarious.
Right.
I was like dying laughing. I could not stop laughing. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the night when we were like getting
mushrooms
in bed.
Mushrooms or ecstasy?
Mushrooms.
Oh.
Chocolate mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in bed and I was trying to put on my pajamas. It like took me 25 minutes to like get out of my clothes.
Because it felt so good?
It just took so long because I was so like inhibited.
In your head.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
Jack?
I haven't really done drugs ever, really.
I have more
than when I was younger.
Just kidding.
I don't know. And not applicable.
Not applicable?
What did I say?
Applicable.
It is applicable.
I thought it was applicable.
Either.
Okay, cool. I did ecstasy once, and it was so great. And I wrote all kinds of, like, very deep poetry.
I know mine.
And I also had sex on it.
Aren't you not supposed to do that? Because then regular sex is never going to be as good.
Well, yeah.
Or was that something somebody told me when I was, like, 21?
Here I am, living my life every day.
Who'd you have sex with on
it? I'm not telling you, but it was crazy, and you feel so...
Was that the time you had anal?
Happy. No. No. It was amazing. Ecstasy is a drug I could do every day, but I can't allow myself to because I would, and
be
then I would
a drug
be
addict?
Screwed. Yeah. That's the drug I would do all the time.
Okay.
Like, I've done mushrooms. I've done everything else.
Oh,
like,
I'm the most straight.
So when we played that game about, like, who's done the most drugs, it's you.
Yeah.
No. I've never done cocaine.
Oh.
Have you done heroin? Me neither. Have you ever? That's it. That's all I've done.
Just ecstasy.
Yeah. And mushrooms.
And mushrooms.
Oh, okay.
I remember my drug story. So when I, before I smoked weed, this is when I was like 22, my friend, I wanted to start smoking weed again for like the 15th time, but every time I would do it, I'd have a panic attack. So for my birthday, my friend bought me a joint and she gave it to me. She's like, smoke it by yourself and do something creative. So I went in my room, I smoked it,
oh
and then
my
I
God.
Put the Bon Iver album on, and there's this song called Michigan, which is the most beautiful song ever, but the lyrics make no sense.
I'm seeing him at the Hollywood Bowl in August.
Are you? Oh, he's incredible.
Genius.
But I listened to this song, was listening to the shitty lyrics, and I'm like, I could write these better. So I rewrote the entire lyrics
no,
to
you
the
didn't.
Song.
No, you didn't.
Way better than his were.
Can you please do it?
Please bring it in.
What,
do you have it?
It
in a journal?
Yeah. I have it, like, on my computer somewhere. And it, like, had to do with, like, where I was in my life. And it was, like, really personal. And it was great. I'm a poet. Rewrote his songs for him because he's not a good lyricist.
Yes, he is.
Do you actually look at his lyrics? They make no sense.
Well, we actually looked a lot at his lyrics because I walked down the aisle to one of his songs.
Oh.
So we had to, like, dissect Eight Circle.
Mm. He's so great.
On that note.
It was good for
us. Oh, we're done?
Yeah.
I can't read your mind. We're not here for a long time, but
we're here for a good time in all our Beyonce glory.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts. This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming, like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you need is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.